This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour on Thursday morning or afternoon or evening, wherever it is, however it is that you listen to this program, wherever you are in the world, welcome to a discussion of what is going on. What the heck is going on here? Victoria Keelan joins us. Kara Shevlin is at the controls of our studio in Washington. The situation, I have a couple of observations from the discussion, sort of offshoots, if you will, of the discussion that has taken place since the most recent debate, where a sort of sidebar was the focus on Bill Clinton. For whatever the reason, Bill Clinton is a lightning rod. He has been on the scene for, what, 30-some years. And wherever he goes, he attracts attention. He says things or he acts in a way that people are attracted to, either his message, his personality, whatever it is. I've been around him three or four times. I find him to be a very engaging person. Do I agree with a lot of things that he says? No. Do I think that he leads an admirable lifestyle? Well, he's done some things that didn't exactly bring light and love to his life, but we all make choices and we all come from where we come. I understand perfectly now that I'm understanding what goes on with people through my coursework, Victoria, the constellation stuff. Looking at Bill Clinton's background, I understand completely why he is. Can you change the way you are? Of course you can. But it comes with a certain amount of responsibility, and I'm not sure that Bill Clinton is interested in responsibility in that way. But I also found some things that he was talking about this week very interesting. He said this week, as a matter of fact, it was Monday, in a discussion in some political circle, that Obamacare was, quote, the craziest thing in the world, end quote. And he was talking about an aspect of it, the impact on the consumer. He pointed out to these people, who obviously were taking notes, because that's how this stuff gets out, he pointed out that small businesses and hardworking employees out there busting their butt, sometimes 60 hours a week, are getting whacked. Their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half.
Right.
I think that's a pretty interesting statement from the former president.
Well, he's the president who wanted to do universal health care, so
right.
I'm sure he has a very passionate opinion about how it's executed.
Right. And then they went on to talk about, in this particular platform, the major health insurers like Aetna, United Healthcare, losing millions of dollars just withdrawing. One-third of our country has seen insurance providers just drop out. But this has gotten lost. This is a very important discussion to be having during this presidential election, and it's getting lost around the scandals.
Everything's getting lost. All the issues are lost. There are no issues to talk about. I mean, no one's talked about anything.
It's who groped who, and when did they grope them? And so, or who got hacked, and where's that information that came from the Russians, or did Hillary? Did you see that thing that came out this morning? Or actually late last night, where the FBI and the Justice Department, there's a federal employee who obviously has to go nameless because otherwise he'd be hung from the nearest yardarm, says, and this has not been denied, the news media is all over the Justice Department and all over the FBI, apparently 100 agents were working on the Hillary Clinton email. And they all, to a person, said that she should be prosecuted. And there were six lawyers at the Justice Department who were working with the FBI, and they all said, every one of them, that she ought to be prosecuted. And Obama said no and sent them away, told them that it wasn't going to happen. Do you realize the impact of that? So we got a groper in chief, and we got a crook in chief. How do you draw any other conclusion? I mean, there's smoke, there's fire, there's all kinds of stuff about Hillary Clinton. And I sit here and think to myself, okay, who is going to, one of these two people is going to lead the country? And so what tone is set by, I think, you know, maybe I'm naive, but I think, Victoria, that Hillary Clinton wants this so badly. She's a powerful person, wants control of things. She's a Scorpio. And that's what Scorpios are all about, in part. And especially, her husband's a Leo. Man, nobody knows more about Leo-Scorpio relationships than me. And to see the two of them act the way they do, they had an object. They have a desire. They have a game, an end game. They have a plan. And nothing's going to get in the way of them accomplishing that plan. That's what happens when Leos and Scorpios get together. So, under the circumstances...
I didn't realize... Well, I mean... I know they've been. Well, it hasn't been a marriage that I would want.
No,
but yeah, I mean, I have a friend.
But you don't want that kind of a life. They do, obviously.
Yeah. But I even meant like their relationship and all the stuff that's gone on in their marriage. I mean, yeah. God, it's not a marriage I would want. But no. But the Leo Scorpio thing is interesting. I never realized that about them. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who was in a Leo Scorpio relationship, and it went on too long, and nothing good came out of it. Mm-hmm. It can be a difficult pairing.
It depends on yeah, but it depends on where your rising sign is, where your moon is, all of that kind of stuff as well. Having said that, though, the real point of my reference to both of them is that we have, what do we have going on in our country? What does it say? The news media doesn't take any responsibility for any of this. It's just reporting. We report, you decide. Bunk. There's so much stuff, but then there does seem to be, there's something to what went on with Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State. There is something that went on with Donald Trump 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Are they relevant? This is the question. And you can ask the question on Twitter if you want, at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. Is all of this stuff that happened before the now, before the election campaign started, before we started looking at both these people as probable presidential contenders, is it important? Is it important that Donald Trump 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, was a lech? Is he still? Is the question. My guess is no. Is what? The answer to that, but still, under
really?
The circumstances.
My guess is that looks like a pattern to me.
Yeah, my guess is that zebra still has stripes.
But do we, and you know what, I would say that too, except I look at his daughter and his sons, and they have to know what was going on. And they seem like really smart people, and why would they be as supportive of their father as they genuinely are if he was that kind of a person.
Oh, what's interesting, how would you classify Chelsea Clinton's relationship with her dad? Do you think that she has a good relationship with her dad and she...
Now?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I think she always has.
Yeah, well, and that's
interesting. Well, she was pretty put out when this Monica Lewinsky thing happened. She was estranged from 6 to 8 months, but she was responsible for putting the two of them back together.
Yeah, so it's just interesting because, you know, you see her relationship, and obviously everybody knows what Bill Clinton has done.
Yep.
And that he was, you know, I guess we would call him a lech, too.
How is he any different than Trump?
Right, but you don't abandon your dad. I mean...
Well, and that's what I'm saying, Trump's kids, they might know he's that way, but they're probably not going to abandon him while he's running for president.
Right.
Because he's their dad.
Well, and they also work, well, at least Ivanka works with him, too, so, you know, in part of his businesses. So, yeah, I mean, do you, you know, do you disagree?
All of them do. The two boys work with him, too.
Maybe they disagree with the choices. Maybe they're not making those same choices in their own marriages. Mm-hmm. But your dad is your dad. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think that's a great analogy. Chelsea has gone through the same thing, and so is Ivanka and the boys. So I don't think that really. I think that negates itself. I don't know that that's a character.
Yesterday, Thomas Friedman wrote in his column, seriously, why don't we sell tickets?
I know, right? It's sad.
If only our election had been, he writes, listen to this, if only our election had been pay-per-view for the rest of the world, we could have wiped out the national debt. While viewers around the world seem to be lapping up our reality TV show, are we, the citizens of America, going to get anything out of it? Specifically, he writes, are we going to get the thing we need most and have enjoyed least this century, effective government? We have too much deferred maintenance. We have too much debt. We have too much government. We have the biggest problems we've ever had. And look basically what he's saying at what we've got. We got two people who are electoral nightmares. And they are. And this venomous gridlock in Washington, it isn't going to... He says, I'm emotionally depressed by this. We are really starting to decline as a nation, and we are. We have forfeited the level of love that we have had for our country somehow. The roof is leaking and the floors are buckling. What comes from this campaign? It's just entertainment. Where the winner is so morally injured, no matter who wins, they have inflicted this damage on the two of them, and they have inflicted the damage on themselves. I thought that was, I'm not usually a fan of Friedman, but I thought that was very... Yeah,
that is what is upsetting to me, is that no matter who wins,
awful.
50% of the country doesn't like them, and there's just something wrong with that.
It isn't even that. It's that they haven't got the moral high ground to be good leaders. That's what bothers me. Neither of them. They both are immoral. As far as I can see, 18 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico can help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years, so take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy a million...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
List music in the focus here, the usual spot in each hour where we have a little fun and get a little knowledge about some important musical figure or figures. In this circumstance, Michael Jackson tops a list of high earning dead people, dead celebrities. Good Lord, I've forgotten it's been 7 years since he died. Wow. Jackson is the highest earning dead celebrity. His estate made $825 million last year. Whoa. The rest of the people on the list aren't even close. Can you imagine that? $825 million is estate made last year. Wow. All right, so when you look at the other people who are on this list, what they made, I guess a lot of this comes from Jackson owning the Beatles music catalog.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
He sold
just 8 days a week, the movie that you saw.
Yeah.
Probably his estate. Well,
yeah.
He sold the rights now, right? In 2000. Yeah, in March of this year, he actually sold his remaining half of the Sony Beatles catalog.
Yeah.
But everything that they've done up until, you know, March of this year, he made money off, or his estate made money off. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's really, it's quite a story. Okay, let's see who else, just for the heck of it, is on this list. At number two, let's see here, Charles Schulz, who is the Peanuts creator,
been dead since
2000, earned $48 million. Arnold Palmer, who just died, made $40 million. Man, imagine that, playing golf and being related to just golf stuff and his advertising.
Yeah, well, they open restaurants and shops in his name and airports and stuff.
Plus all the money he makes on all those Arnold Palmer drinks.
That's big time stuff. All right, Elvis, number four, 27 million last year. He'd been dead since 1977, but still he and, his wife, former wife, and his daughter split that. Pretty
The craziest thing to me is that there are people on this list who have been dead for more than 30 years.
Yeah. Look at Bob Marley's on here. He died in 1981. His family got 21 million. Prince's family got 25 million since he died. Dr. Seuss. Right? The Dr. Seuss books, 20 million bucks. He's been dead since 91.
Yeah, and you know, so many kids still read Dr. Seuss books, and there's so many in print. I'm surprised it's only 20 million, really.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have been up, you know, closer to the Peanuts group.
Interesting. John Lennon's family got 12 million bucks in his estate. He's been dead for, 25, 26, 36 years. Dead in 1980. Albert Einstein's family made 11.5 million.
Okay, now what is Albert Einstein still making money on? That's a little confusing. Except it's coffee mugs and T-shirts where his image appears.
Books, and he's very, very prominent in inventing things and creating things that his family put trademarks on. The name itself is worth a lot of dough.
Yeah.
David Bowie died last year, 10 million bucks. His family got, Steve McQueen's family got $9 million. Elizabeth Taylor's family got $8 million in the dead celebrity category. So imagine Jackson, $825 million.
That's crazy.
That's something else. 28 minutes after the hour here.
Staying at the Inn. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carnty. A wise traveler showed up at the door of the palace. He asked to see the king. He requested that he get a room to stay the night. The king was taken back and said, "This is my palace. It's not an inn." So the traveler asked the king if he was the only one who ever lived here. And the king said, "No, my father lived here before me, and his father before him. Each of them is dead now." "Oh," said the traveler, "wait, so you're telling me that this place where people live for only a short period of time is not an inn?" Look, sometimes we might allow our egos to swell up and convince us that we are the end-all and be-all of things, but we're not. None of us are. It's humbling to realize that we are all here temporarily, but we are, and it's important for us to remember that. For more teaching stories, visit drchristianconti.com.
Attention floor buyers, the 5th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. It's your chance to get hundreds of first quality floors at unbelievable closeout prices while supplies last, like gorgeous pre-finished hardwood and bamboo from an incredible $129. Popular woodlook tile and vinyl plank are almost half off. And get North American and European laminate packages from just 29 cents. Hurry in for more yard sale deals at your local store, plus special financing. Don't miss these limited time deals. Get to the Fall Flooring Yard Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
I'll never say never to your wishes. I'll never let you fall. No, no. You always know, always know I'm with me. I'm always on call. With your love so good, I wanna keep you every hour. If you said you could.
34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, focusing on the issues of the day. Okay, let's do some good news. We have. I got a headache after that last half hour. Oof. Looking at the realities of what we're facing and the input from everybody, everywhere. It doesn't make any difference what your... It doesn't make any difference what your mindset is, where you come from, where you are politically. That's what makes this conversation here valuable, because this is not a political program. I'm not interested in politics, but I am interested in the health and well-being of our country and of you and your lives and your family and your friends and how we move ahead. And I've said this how many times, Victoria, since you've been with me, have I said we have no leadership? Why do we not have any leadership? I can't tell you that I can put my finger on one thing or two things, but part of it, it really is, there's a fire burning, but there's also the ashes, you know, the phoenix that comes out of the ashes. What's going to come out of all of this stuff when all these people are burned up, and we're going to find somebody who's a good leader? We need inspiration leadership. It comes in many different forms. It doesn't have to be political. But you look at these, you know, the offshoot is, look at the stuff with Wells Fargo. Look at the situation with this guy who yesterday quit. He didn't quit. He was fired, but it looks like he quit. He handed in his resignation. Yeah. Right.
Well, it was surprising, though. I mean, no one expected that to happen because it, or people expected it to happen. People expected it to happen right away. But then it looked like he wasn't going to go anywhere, and he was kind of.
When you get into that circumstance, they just handled it better than might have been the case. They were a little more tactful about it.
But he was pretty arrogant throughout the whole process.
Horribly.
Yeah.
Horribly.
Testifying and everything. I mean, he was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
He showed zero remorse.
So he's now gonzo, and there's a new fellow in town. New sheriff in town is Tim Sloan, who was the chief operating officer of Wells Fargo. And by the way, just for people to throw things at the radio. So I remember last week, after he testified before Congress, the board took away $16 million of his cashable stock or whatever it was.
Right.
So,
which, like we talked about really quickly, like we talked about last week, that's not money that came from him. It was $40 million in
unvested
stock.
Right,
it wasn't even invested yet, so it didn't hurt him. It was not money taken from him. It was imaginary money that had yet to be fully realized.
Right. So anyway, what he does walk away from as a result of being fired is $134 million. All right. So that's what he gets for being allowed for being a crook. All right.
And we wonder what's wrong with this country.
That's what I'm telling you. It has to do with what leadership is and people thinking that it is. You see, this is where the grassroots, where the rubber hits the road, is the way people look at their charge in life and what their charges are. These people who run these huge corporations have one job and one job only, and that is to keep the stock price either where it is or get it up.
Right.
That's it. That's their job. They have no other responsibility, no other job. They figure out whatever way they can. Their bonuses are based on it. Their reality day to day is based on it. It is one thing and one thing only, and that's keep the stock safe or get the value up. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And Stumpf did that to a point, but he did it like he's a crook. He did it in an illegal, immoral, unsustainable way. And sooner or later, the House of Cards had to fall down, and it did. Okay, so in comes on the white horse Tim Sloan, who has to prepare pretty quickly because on Friday, Wells Fargo has to present its third quarter results to Wall Street. And if it isn't a good story, this guy who is this is his job now. His job is to protect the stock value and to get it up. And this, he's been there for 30 years. He's been on the institutional side of the bank. He apparently is not an egomaniac like Stumpf was. He has a moderate temperature, good Doug. He has a moderate temperament. He's actually been the chief operating officer. So I'm kind of wondering a little where he came in on these 2 million accounts that were opened up without customers' knowledge.
Yeah, how many people really knew?
Yeah.
Or did they now just make Stumpf the scapegoat?
Right. Well, somebody had to go, and that's the way, again, Wall Street thinks that way, because the share, you all know how crazy what goes on Wall Street is nuts. These people are crazy. They, at a whim, you know, somebody's got bad gas and their stock price goes down. You know, that kind of stuff, it's ridiculous what it is that influences the market. So, anyway.
But, you know, it's interesting because you've been taught, like you said, you've been talking about there is no leadership in the country, and that's on a political front. But we don't
really
have
it's business.
We don't have business leadership either.
I mean, everywhere.
When you look at it, I think maybe it's just Americans as in general, or that generation of Americans, are not good leaders. Maybe
I don't think it's just here. I think it's around the world. I don't think we have good leadership anywhere in the world.
Well, maybe, but I'm just saying.
Tell me where there's a good leader of a country or a company that we can look up to.
Well, but what I'm saying is, I think that there, and maybe it's an age thing, I don't know, but like there's something, and just staying with America, you know, recently, but like if you look at, you know, with the exception of Theranos, with the woman who's...
Another crook.
I know, that's... there is no business leadership, really.
Well, look at those shots that people take at General Motors, the president of General Motors, the CEO is a woman, and then the shots that they take at her. I think she's done a pretty good job, frankly, but there are a lot of people who don't think she's done a good job. Look at the woman who's running Yahoo.
Oh, that's a disaster. That's another example. Yeah. Yahoo's a disaster.
So people say,
disaster.
The reason
Wells
I bring
Fargo
that up is
imploded.
Because look at these women. They don't know how to run companies. Baloney. It's the same.
Well, for every one woman running a company, there's, you know, 40 more run by men. But I think it's just, it's not a gender thing. It's just a people thing.
No, but some are trying to make it that way. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, then another woman example, that the EpiPen disaster. There you go. There's another one. I mean, it's just business is imploding. Politics is imploding. It's like we're barreling into a mountain here, like the whole country on all fronts. We've got opioid problems. Everyone's overdosing on a daily basis. We're not taking care of our veterans. There are 22 veterans with PTSD who are killing themselves every day. I mean, this country is literally falling apart.
Yep.
Not to be a Debbie Downer, but...
No, but it is. Why doesn't that wake people up?
Well, I think
facts.
That's why Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump exist, because some people are awake to it, but we just didn't, we're not choosing the right people to fix it.
Neither of them can fix the problem, really, because they don't have the support. You know, Donald Trump, if he gets elected, he's not going to get anything done. And Hillary Clinton's not going to get anything done, because they're going to spend 4 years trying to put her in jail. The hardcore right-wingers are going to do nothing but wail away at that, and the right-wing radio guys are going to do nothing but wail away at that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because...
and it's going to be another another Ken Starr, and let's spend so much money on nothing.
Yeah.
Let's get the taxpayers who are already bleeding, let's just get them to pay more money.
It becomes great sport, though. That's great political sport.
But you know what, though? If they do that, they're going to, and if the Republican Party, Jennifer and I were talking about this yesterday off air, about the Republican Party and how much
horrible
reform needs to happen.
Horrible.
But if they go on a witch hunt for the next 4 years, they will lose every millennial. Because millennials are already fed up with this. They will have a serious crisis in their party.
They already do.
I know, but it's going to be even worse.
Yeah, it's ugly. And so now the race has devolved into an ugly fight
over
whether Hillary Clinton should be in jail or whether Donald Trump is a molester. And so it goes back and forth, and the rest of the world is looking. It is a perfect opportunity for Russia and China to have a picnic. You think...
I think they're loving this.
Of course they
are.
And
it.
How much of it, people say, well, some of it's being created by them. Oh, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Mm. But we've made ourselves vulnerable by not keeping our eye on the ball.
Yep.
And so all of us who have little businesses need to sort of hunker down. And the thing that has to happen here to get it down to the basic level of the small business guy that Hillary keeps talking about and Donald Trump keeps talking about. If you don't promote small businesses, the country will fall apart.
Absolutely.
And it's happening now. The influence of foreign... I mean, you hear me talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, what it's going to do to American family farmers if it gets passed. And if Obama's hell-bent on getting that done. I mean, this guy is... this is not about Democrat or Republican. I am very good. I don't want this to sound smug or like I'm an egomaniac. But I'm really very good at sizing people up. I've been talking to people for a living since 1974. I look at them. I listen to them. I can pretty much figure them out. I said to the people who were listening to me when he ran for the Senate, we haven't had somebody on the program at that time who was from Illinois. Her name was Nancy Skinner. And she was involved in the political scene in Illinois and actually ran against Obama in the primary when he was running for the Senate. And, you know, at that time, it appeared to me this guy was a $4 bill, the biggest four-flushing phony that had come down the pike in a long, long time. But people were enamored with him. Because of the color of his skin, because of his progressive ideas, he was a good orator, all of that stuff, but his body language spoke the truth about him. and look at what it bore out. He's been a horrible president. And the guy before him, same thing, body language, all of the, look at his face and the way he talks and smiles and smirks, all of that stuff. You have their fundamental flaws. And with Clinton,
yeah, I was going to say, what are you reading body language wise from Clinton?
I remember,
and Trump?
Well, the lady that I went to the White House with in the 1990s was a very attractive woman. Excuse me. And when we were standing on the side of, there's a driveway that goes around the White House, the backyard of the White House. And there's a sort of a little incline, and three or four layers of people were standing. Bill Clinton was on the tarmac, and the other people were listening to him talk, and he had a sweater around his shoulder and stuff. And he saw the woman that I was with, and he couldn't take his eyes off of her. He kept looking at her. He was talking, he'd go back to the crowd, but then he'd look at her. And then as soon as he was done talking, he made a beeline for her, and he did the same thing with my daughter. My daughter was a student at Oxford, and Clinton went to Oxford, and he went to Oxford to address the students in 1994, I think it was. And Megan and her friends were in the front row of this, probably 1,000 kids that were there listening to him speak at Oxford. As soon as he was done, he went right to my daughter and her three friends. Right to them. And so, I mean, that there's something there. You understand what that's about. George Bush, the father, was probably, he was the most sincere, more sincere than Reagan. Reagan wasn't bad. He wasn't insincere, but there was show. Reagan was showbiz. There was nothing showbiz about George Bush, the father. Nothing. You got a straight, if there has been a leader, at least since, and Jimmy Carter was more or less the same, but he was so clueless that he couldn't do a good job. I mean, the guy was really clueless. Reagan wasn't. Reagan knew how to organize, knew how to get people on his side, and he was pretty genuine, but he was still an actor. I mean, he's an actor. Bush, the old man, wasn't. Bush, the old man, took advantage of plenty of opportunities to make a lot of dough, but in terms of being sincere, honest, and honorable, he got himself into a political box because of Read My Lips, No New Taxes. But yeah. he was and is, of all of the people that have been president in the past 30 years, in my estimation, he and Gerald Ford were the two who were the closest to being true, decent, honorable human beings. And I think that's what we don't have that now. Where the heck are they? The true, decent, honorable human beings. 11 minutes before the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We're at 53 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Tech Talk time. Focus on a low-tech way to clean your microwave. I promised we'd have this information yesterday, and I didn't fulfill my promise because Victoria, darn it, took so much time telling something else that wasn't anywhere near as important as cleaning your microwave. Good God, Victoria, what an outrage.
Do you have a dirty microwave?
I don't have a microwave. Well, actually, this I shouldn't say that. This house has a microwave in it, but I don't use microwaves because they destroy the value of the food. They rearrange molecules in the food, yeah. So the food's not good for you. So right. I don't have one. But anyway, those of you who do, who haven't been smart enough to get rid of them yet, we've got a way for you to clean them. And then, then we're going to have a way. There's a new app that you will. Oh, and by the way, I have my new iPhone.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that.
And I spend, maybe this will be what I do. It took me 2 hours and 40 minutes because of these morons at Verizon. You wouldn't believe. Oh. And I had my tech guy with me to do all of this stuff. He was rolling. He said, I'd never seen anything like this in my life.
Really?
I'll tell you the story in a moment.
Yeah.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top. Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Nova Goods for Life apparel and footwear and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so let's do the microwave, and then I'll tell you my story about signing up for a new iPhone. Go ahead. What's the best way to clean your microwave?
This is a very low-tech device. It's called Angry Mama Microwave Cleaner, and it literally looks like a little plastic doll of a woman screaming her head off.
Great.
And you put it in. You mix water and vinegar. You put it inside this little doll. You pop her into the microwave for 7 minutes, and it's as the chemical reaction starts, this vinegar and water mixture forms this very powerful steam, which actually cleans all of the gunk that's stuck to the inside of your microwave. And this has been one of those as seen on TV, you know, infomercial type devices, but it's been gaining a lot of traction because one, it's only $14 on Amazon.
Is it?
Yeah. And a lot of bloggers have been reviewing this little Angry Mama doll and they're loving it. So this is actually a really effective, low tech way to clean your microwave that is chemical free, which a lot of people love because they don't want, you know, oven cleaner is the most toxic stuff you can bring
horrible
into your
stuff.
House.
Oh, awful.
And once you have stuff caked onto your microwave, if you have a spill or anything, it's nearly impossible to get
out
of that.
Now, could you use this? You can't use this to clean a regular oven, though.
No, but I think that because this is gaining in popularity so quickly, I think that we will be seeing an oven version of Angry Mama soon.
If you look at this, it's just vinegar, basically, and water. So why can't you use vinegar? Vinegar is a very clean good substance for your body, and so why not just use that?
Well, I
have used vinegar along windows and floors and stuff.
Yeah, you can, but this is more effective because the way it's heated up and it creates that steam.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, this is a nice low toxic way to do it. Mm-hmm. No toxic way.
All right, so I didn't get to tell you the story of my iPhone from yesterday. So those of you boys and girls who want to be good listeners, you can still...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.